Today here on 101.5 FM, we'll be talking with Darren and Kieran about an upcoming fundraiser called Our House on the Hill. Good day to you both.
Hey, how you going?
Morning.
Now, Our House on the Hill is a fundraiser where all the proceeds will be going to the Prince Charles Hospital Lung Research Foundation. It's called The Common Good.
That's it.
And it's to raise money, obviously, for lung research. And it's pretty close to your hearts, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty personal, really, isn't it, Kieran? Because we play in a band called Jukebox Heroes. I play the drums, Kieran's the singer. And a lady called Kathy used to come to all our gigs.
From day dot.
She was there, always there partying on. Well, anyway, she got really sick and we didn't know it was, you know, so she ends up she needed to have a lung transplant. So she got called in once, didn't she, to have get all the stuff all ready and then they turned around and said, no, it was the lung wasn't the right one or something went wrong.
So many false starts.
These false starts. Yeah. Anyway, just before New Year's, I think it was.
Well, it was actually, I'll tell the story.
There you go.
It was my 50th birthday. Jukebox got together. We played a gig. Kathy was there as per the norm, but she didn't look right.
No, she looked really sick, really grey. And I said to Kieran, she looks really, really bad, you know.
Anyway, that night, the next morning we woke up and all over Facebook, I'm in hospital ready for my operation.
Yeah.
They called her in the middle of the night.
Right. And she got done that. She got done that day.
Mm-hmm. And
then she was out in, what was it?
Oh, you have to know this part of the story. Kathy did everything the doctors told her to do. She worked so hard.
She stopped smoking.
She turned vegan. She did everything they asked of her, she did, you know. And her recovery was outstanding after the operation. Like, she was up the next day smiling. Like, you've just had your whole body ripped apart and put back together.
And other bits put in, yeah.
Yeah. But within a week, she was home, and we were just blown away.
Yeah, she was swimming and everything like that. All the exercises I told her to do.
Amazing. Very, very, very unreal. But all that aside, so she's wanted to, give something back. So that's what
this is all about.
Giving back. And helping others who are maybe not quite as fortunate as well she was.
That's right, yeah.
But she put the work in and it took 4 years. Mm. 4 years for her to actually get her transplant.
Well, good on her and congratulations to you, Kathy. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Words cannot describe the work this lady put in but it showed when she had her operation.
How inspiring. Really inspiring. That's wonderful.
I cannot put it into words.
That's wonderful. Okay, so because of Kathy, this has all come apart. Come together.
Well, see, because about 3 or 4 years ago, we started doing a jam every Sunday. 3 years ago, every Sunday afternoon at the Bramble Bay Bowls Club, and from 3 till 7, and it's still going. We can't believe it's still going. It's powering on. We were on the carpet to start with. We had a square bit of carpet in the corner, didn't we?
Yeah,
we used to set up on the floor and just have jam and people would get up and have a go. And then the bass player, a great friend of ours, the original bass player for Jukebox Heroes, passed away. It was sudden, unexpected. It was just blew everyone's mind. Mm-hmm. So we had a big Memorial Day for him at the club. And 600 people showed up.
Wow.
Just to raise a glass for Scotty.
Scotty, it was just absolutely amazing. Yeah.
So many people.
So then the club realised that maybe we should put a stage in because they hired a stage for the day.
Yep.
So Colin, the guitarist from Jukebox, Colin Graham, he's a builder.
Jukebox has launched so many different projects just from like the three of us.
Sounds like
so anyway, we said to Brendan, instead of Brendan's the
manager.
He's the manager of the club. Shout out to Brendan. If it wasn't for him, none of this would be there at all. He stuck his neck out for us big time in a few different spots. But he stuck his neck out and he goes, look, I'll hire a stage. We've gone, no, look, it costs you so much a month to hire a stage. We'll go down to Bunnings, buy the timber and we'll make a permanent stage.
Wow.
So we didn't even tell members. We'd robbed in there on a Wednesday morning. Lugging to all the old ladies are there getting their coffees and teas. What are you boys doing? We're building a stage in the corner.
That's incredible.
Don't forget the dance floor.
Oh, then we're about to put a dance floor in because yeah.
Oh, just, my goodness.
Yeah,
it's
been growing and growing. And then the club bought a PA for us and, it's been going from power to power and really has been powering on. Because we have bands every Friday as well, every Friday night from 6 till 10. And that's been going really well too. And Kathy's down there for all that.
Yeah.
So that's why she sort of said, look, do you want to do it at the Bramble Bay? Because, you know, it's all happening at the moment. Really,
it's the perfect venue by the sounds of it.
It is
really
at the
good.
Moment.
Yeah,
yeah. We're
really
going
good.
Great guns.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Well, so I imagine that this is how you became Our House Band, as
yeah.
you're called.
Yeah,
Well, you'll be called Our House Band on
well,
the
we
day.
Well, it's the jam band, but we just called it the Our House Band because we...
Because it's called Our House. Yeah, one of the punters of the club said, oh, why don't we call it Our House? Well, yeah, that's a great idea.
Oh, so we did.
Because Jukebox Heroes is on a hiatus right now.
Yeah. We're having a break.
You deserve a break by the sounds of it. My
Reckon.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 10 years at it.
Well, Colin's doing him and the family are going travelling for a year. My absolute dream, I want to do it, but when I retire. But they're doing it now while the kids are little. So... You know, go have fun.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy. And when you come back, we'll pick up where we left off.
We'll have a look at it anyway.
Yeah, of course we will.
Well, the day is not just just a couple of bands. You've got a huge lineup
of
entertainment.
We've got Dan Su Fong, who's highly energetic.
I forgot about Dan.
I do know Dan.
I don't know how
can
I
you forget about
Dan.
Irreplaceable.
He's very talented.
Extremely talented.
They all are. You've got Paris Rose and Coffee at Midnight.
Yeah.
Jules is going in there with the Wolfpack.
Yeah.
And Dude South. That's pretty dude-ish.
And then you've got. Second Chance, are they playing?
Yeah, Second Chance. And, of course, the Bon Scott Experience.
That's right, the Bon Scott Experience.
Got to finish up with some ACDC.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Wouldn't be Redcliffe without it.
No, it's going to be a great afternoon, evening. And then you've got a car show out the front.
Yep, and the Pin-Up Girls.
The Pin-Up Girls. Competition, which is something Kathy does.
And 101.5 are going to be outside broadcast, I believe.
We are going to definitely be there. I know that much for sure. We're definitely
awesome.
Going to be there and supporting the day. It's going to be a fantastic day. There'll be food stalls and coffee and all sorts of things. And it's only a gold coin donation.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
We'll have raffles.
No, there'll be raffles. Yeah. We'll have all sorts of great stuff.
We want your money.
Of course, if you want to go in and you want to put in a little bit more than a gold coin donation, I don't think they'd knock it back.
No. Well, it's for a great cause.
It is for a great cause. And Kathy will be there, of course, on the day.
Of course she will.
Yeah, she's in the pin-up competition, isn't she? I think she's doing that.
Oh, so we get to meet Kathy.
Yeah, you'll meet Kathy.
And Lyndall, her very, very close friend.
Lyndall's been deeply involved in this as well.
Put it all together.
And another lady called Lulu has been...
Lulu Devine. Absolutely gorgeous.
So, she's been putting a lot of time in as well.
Yeah.
Well, I am thoroughly, personally looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a great day. I'll be down there joining in and coming up to say hello to all you guys. And, just having a lot of fun. This is all happening on Sunday the 23rd of February. So not long now, only a few weeks away. And we'll be getting in and having some fun. Kicks off at around 8:30 in the morning, I believe, in the car park.
Really?
That's the car show.
Yeah, apparently. Anyway.
I think the live entertainment.
Lots of coffee then that time in the morning.
Well, the coffee van's going to be there apparently, so you'll be covered. It's going to be a great day.
Can't drink coffee at a pub.
Hopefully. Oh, you can.
I love my coffee.
Oh, not in a pub. No.
Well, the choices will be open, I'm
sure.
Yeah,
nice. We'll have options.
And I know by the sounds of it, it's just listening to you guys, it's going to be an absolute ball. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Every week seems to...
It's always fun.
Yeah. Every
week
fun.
We have a great raffle every Friday. And... somehow I managed to win the ham.
Oh, my God.
I managed to win the ham the other week. And now there's people are saying that it's rigged and things like that. But it's definitely not rigged. I bought a ticket. I owned a ticket.
No, we did win it.
Yeah, we won that one.
Yeah, we did.
I think it's going to be a great day. I think we're going to raise lots of money. Yeah. Hopefully we'll have lots and lots of people down there. I have a funny feeling there is going to be a lot of people down there.
I hope so.
It sounds like a terrific day.
Because it's for a good cause. It's a local hospital. The Prince Charles Hospital is a groundbreaking hospital.
Yeah.
You know, the work they do is world-renowned.
That's it.
You know, we've invented procedures and life-saving
operations. Oh, absolutely, and continue to do
in
so.
In Chermside. I mean, you know, how lucky are we to live in such an amazing place that. So anyway, that's...
Well, how lucky am I that you've come in and had a chat with me
thanks
today.
Thanks a lot for having us.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for all the work that you're doing for this. This is a fantastic cause. And good luck on the day, and I'll see you then.